Hi, everybody. Well, today is June 1st, 2015. Unless you're on an archive, and actually then you'd be in the past. So, or you'd be in the future, but the show would be in the past. But the show will still work. So here we go. The show's always in the now. So let's clear away energy that you may have had. Let's do an energy. This is June 1st. Let's pick the day after, the 31st, which is January 1st of December. So naturally that's New Year's, right? And maybe somebody had a hangover or something. Or maybe you remember, as you come into the new year, you remember what happened to you on that one day. So I want to clear away the energy from January 1st. So we'll see what that does for you. So here we go. Think of an emotional situation that may be haunting you still from the first of the year. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do one, maybe for the weekend or something here. So something that happened to you recently. Here we go. Take away that emotional situation, the trauma, whatever it would be. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's make sure that you're all here. And remember, you want to be in the now. That's where our show is. And you could be in the dark side now on a timeline. So I'll bring you back here. So check out your index finger. Just have your body moving in front of you. Should be straight ahead of you. If it's not, then either you're in the past or the future. So here we go. Let's start bringing you back into the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels good. And let's energize the light beam. So we'll do the first light beam. A lot of people have three of them up. So the first one will be male. And here we go. Three males will come in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the next light beam, which will also be males. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last light beam, three more males, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So we should be pretty good here. And today, naturally, is Monday. This is our Monday program. And Monday and Wednesdays, we're on BBS on Station 1. And then Friday and Saturday, Station 2. So back to you, and see what's cooking.
Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. If you're new to the show, please, as soon as you can, check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You will find many of his free healings there, as well as a lot of information about who Ron is and how Ron connects us back to source energy, and lots of stuff on there. And I wanted to say one other thing. You mentioned, Ron, the other shows, and if you listen on archives to our shows, it's a wonderful thing to do, and you can do that at any time through the BBS site. But I urge you all to try to get on the Saturday night show live at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And that's when Ron treats us all to a visit to Creation Lightship, where you can request a physical healing. And it's a wonderful experience. And that's, as Ron said, every show is live. So if you're hearing this 2 years in the future, you're experiencing Ron's energy and source energy live in the moment. The only exception to that is when we go to the lightship, you have to be listening at that time. So just want to make sure everybody knows that and understands it, and it's a good idea to put that on your calendar. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
I think that's good. So. And a lot of the healings that we have on all the shows, it'll work three times for you. So if you happen to have a healing and you liked it or felt some energy, then you want to tell a friend, then you can listen to it also with them, and that'd be be your second time of having that experience. So let's start the show. So we'll see what's out there.
Great. Well, you gave us some wonderful healings to start out, Ron, and that felt really great. And we have some requests for other sample healings tonight, but I wanted to start with something Elizabeth discussed last week. I think you asked if people had any feedback about putting a picture in front of their computer when they run clearings, and if they felt any difference, whether they had a large picture or a small picture. And we did get a listener write in on that subject, so I'd like to share that. She sounds like she's been doing creation lightship healings for quite a while, so she knows what she's talking about. Here it is. I recall when it came to me to use the auric picture I had gotten in 2009 when Ron did a fair for them for the ARE Association. I don't think you do that anymore, Ron, but I guess you used to.
Yeah, they didn't want me to come back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they have this fundraiser event, you know? And they go, no, Ron, we don't want you here anymore. The board here of, this is in New York, the ERE Center in New York doesn't want me to be there anymore because something that I said or stated or whatever was against what they believed. And they said, no, Ron, we don't want you. And I gave them probably, you know, a couple $100 or something for a donation, you know. But anyway, that's the ERE Center in New York City, so they lost out. So anyway,
really,
Well,
Ron, I've often said I'm surprised any of these expos and stuff invite you because you're kind of saying something very different than everyone else is saying, and people are very excited about going into outer space and meeting and connecting to aliens, and you're telling people not to do that. I just think maybe they don't listen that carefully to what you're saying, so that's why they invite you back.
Yep. Anyway.
But lucky for the people that, you know, that you do go, and some people, many people have found Creation Lightship that way, so
yep.
We still appreciate you doing it. So anyway, she had a headshot from that, and she put it in front of her computer, and she said she had not yet done the crown chakra closing. So on the auric field picture that she had, of course, her crown was wide open, not closed, as we know now it should be. And then at some point, I guess you requested we change to a larger picture. So she did that. She's saying she's just started doing that, so she'll get back to us. And she's wondering if she was using a picture that was just sort of upper body and head, was just her upper body and head being cleared, or was her whole body getting the clearing?
It'd be the whole body. So the picture
right. Just
that kind of resonates, you know, who you are. So, yeah, the whole body, when you put your picture in, a headshot's perfectly fine, and that will work for the whole body. That's
right.
Who you are. Just, you know, anyway, this will continue on.
Right. Well, I figured.
That might make a difference, you know, but everybody has a head, you know.
Right. Okay, and we have another listener. Oh, I was wondering, Ron, we may have new people listening today. Could you do that for us if some people still have their crown chakra opened?
Oh, yeah, we'll close it down.
Could you explain why we want it closed and close it down for us?
Yeah, that's where the aliens tap into you. So they come in right through your crown, and then they activate your cellular memory and find out what lessons you're doing or what your experiences are, good or bad, and then they connect you into timeline. That's kind of the basic thing. You don't want to be on any timeline. You want to be in the now. So once you start kind of touching dots here and saying, well, yeah, I want to be in the now, but how can I be in the now when I'm out on many timelines and I'm a multidimensional being that way, and I don't want to be out there where I don't know where I am, because you only have one consciousness, in a sense, and you only know where you are at that one time. So if you're here, you know that you're here, but if you're somewhere else, you know, you're not going to know that. I imagine there are some people that might be able to view some of their current lifetimes parallel lives, but as a general rule, I don't think very many people actually do that because you think you're here. It's just, you know, it'd be really disconcerting to see you on 1,000 timelines and to get all these pictures of what you're doing. And it could all be the same exact situation that you're doing here, but it could also be different. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. And can you do that shutting down for us?
Yeah, here we go. So closing down your crown chakra. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, back to you.
Okay, and I just want to recommend when you were talking about the aliens connecting to our heads, Ron, for new listeners, well, all the free healings you've given us are wonderful. But there's a particularly wonderful one of alien head connectors, implant removal, I believe is what it is. And I just ran that myself because the other morning I woke up and I was thinking about something way in my past, and I thought, oh, I guess that's timelines, and also, why was I even thinking about that? And I thought the aliens are trying to get me to be emotional, so I immediately put that head connector clearing on as soon as I got up.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, check out those free clearings, you know.
Right.
If you can remember that. Because sometimes the aliens will put you onto a timeline and you really don't recall what's happening. You don't have any insight of what to do next. So, you know, you might get a little refrigerator postum or something, you know. Or put a sign up in your bedroom, you know, on your door or something, you know, when you wake up. What timeline am I on, or something like that, a question. So you can kind of get back into the now, because when you come here and you land here, you don't know where you are for a while. And, you know, if you feel goofy or strange, you may not know it for the whole day. So it's always good to kind of check. So
wow.
Back to you.
Okay. And just to also follow up on something else for Elizabeth, Ron, a listener last Monday had asked about using the environmental imbalance timeline crash, another free clearing that you've given us, and you've suggested we all be using that lately. But somebody asked specifically about invasive and, you know, bad plant life. I think they mean things like poison ivy and stuff, and you were going to think about whether or not the environmental imbalance clearing could be used to help people with that.
I think it might a little bit, mainly because, you know, like bites and stings and things like that, those are typically things that are dark side energies, you know, like, you know, a mosquito or something sucking your blood or whatever, you know, so a vampire mosquito. So things that do that to you really aren't from the light, because the light wouldn't cause any harm. And so you could probably do that clearing. It could possibly work, like you mentioned, poison oak, poison ivy a little bit. You might give it a try and see, because that probably shouldn't be here either, you know? So that's how you have to kind of look at if things aren't here, you know, just holding their own space and not interfering with anything else. That's the way everything is supposed to be. So kind of look at it that way, you know, where there's nothing courting anything else or things like that. So if you have anything that's energetic courting you, like, you know, a wasp wood or, you know, some type of thing to sting you, I know bees do sting, but, you know, I don't know about that, you know. It's quite interesting, you know, but I don't know about the bees. I'm sure that they're good, you know, but they can sting. But anyway, that's kind of a subject that I don't know how to bridge the gap on, to say, you know, because I don't think they're a dark side being, because they're here with all the wonderful flowers and things. So maybe they had to create a stinger to protect, you know, the honey. So anyway,
Thank you.
Right. Well, I've always felt bees, like the honeybees anyway, they're kind of like any animal. I mean, the sweetest dog or cat even in the world will bite you if you're cornering it and being, you know, attacking it in some way. So that's how I always thought of bees, too. It's just like they have that to protect themselves because they don't just randomly go around stinging people. Right?
No. No. Nope.
So,
you just give that clear and a try and just see how it works to poison ivy.
Great.
That doesn't sound too good, you know?
It's interesting. You were just talking about insects, and you have, it's kind of a beside-the-point thing, but I just wanted to bring up that there is a bites and stings clearing on your website, and that's a really good one, especially for this time of year. I think you just did a sample of that on the last show. But someone has a question. I have a suspicion the bites on my body are not from this timeline. I am all bitten up in a weird pattern. Should I timeline crash this if I suspect it's from another timeline?
Oh, yeah, by all means, yeah, definitely do that. Yes, so I can kind of go on that a little bit. Let's just say that there are people that wake up, they're perfectly fine the night before, and they wake up and maybe they have cuts on their body or scratch marks or something, and they don't know where they came from. Or they have, I've seen on people where they have like a triangle, maybe half an inch apart little dots that are a perfect triangle, like somebody had a precision instrument and they touched the skin and imprinted, and then all of a sudden, when you look at them, I've seen like four people have this in the past. Instead of having like a pimple where it sticks out, you know, where the little bump would be, it's concave. And so, yeah, if you do wake up with some kind of weird thing like that, you definitely know that you were abducted for sure. And number one, and are you on other timelines? Because you can't have a bleed through from a timeline when you're abducted there and not being abducted here, so they can copy and paste that situation on you, even if you weren't abducted. So, you know, on this timeline here. So that's why you want to always, you know, do timeline crashes, because all timelines are a parallel life, and that is an abduction. Okay? So if you don't understand that, just know that you're supposed to only have one lifetime with no interference. And you're supposed to be here in the now. So anything that is not in the now, which means that it'd be timelines, parallel lives, past lives, etc., all these things are a abduction, just like losing your keys or misplacing them, losing your car, you know, can't find a pair of shoes. Anything that you misplace, it's not because you misplaced it, it's because you have it probably somewhere else if you can't find it instantly. And, you know, like you said, yeah, I'm losing my mind. I know I put it here. And then an hour later you find it. And it's in the same place. And or you get the memory that, oh, I didn't put it here. I put it over there. Well, the fact is more than likely you were not here when you put it in a different location. And they just gave that information from that timeline so it would reappear here again in a different location. But everything that you have and do is on timelines if you're not in the now. And those are all alien abductions. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if you would do a quick sample of the bites and stings for us since we brought that up.
Okay, sure. So if you have a bite or sting now and you had one in the past.
Or a sunburn, right, Ron? Doesn't sunburn come on the under the umbrella of the same thing?
Sure, could.
Okay.
Yeah, have a sunburn. So here we go. Trying to release the energy from you to help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, we have an interesting testimonial and a very interesting question here. This is a listener who participates in your weekend intensives that you do, and those are held every month, in case you're unfamiliar. They start on a Saturday, and it's this coming Saturday the 13th. It's 4 hours on Saturday afternoon, and then 3 consecutive Sundays for 8 hours, and that's the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th of June this month. So anyway, this listener says that she has let me read her testimonial first. She's noticed that she doesn't have hair on her legs and arms like she used to. And she requested that hair be removed from certain parts, not to grow, but grow in other parts. And so she's seeing that that is now working. She also asked for some weight loss, some fat cells to be eliminated, and she lost 10 more pounds during the April intensive. And she, you know, because she just finally weighed herself and found that out. And her next step is going to be removing wrinkles and gray hairs and aging skin and reversing the aging process. So that's wonderful. She's having a wonderful experience on the intensives. And her question is, though, and this is interesting, since the earth spirit has gotten more powerful recently, do you feel, Ron, that that has actually improved our abilities to heal through being on the intensives?
Boy, that's a good one. I'd say possibly. Probably only because of less interference. But the interference are from, you know, is from the matrix energies. But it could be possible. I would say maybe at the most 10%. So it's just able, the earth energy is able to come more into the body where probably it couldn't do it before. Remember, because your body's made from the earth elements, so this is what you're dealing with is body energies. And since the earth spirit's a little stronger, you may have a little more connection to the earth, and it may be releasing energies that would prevent you from having healings. So that could be maybe, I'd say like maybe 10%. So back to you.
Okay, that's very interesting, Ron, because I'm just trying to find this testimonial. We have a testimonial from somebody saying that, I don't see it, so I'm going to paraphrase, that they are finally understanding and really feeling and experiencing having their spirit in their body and feeling more powerful and knowing this is the only way to have power on this planet. So as you were talking, I thought, okay, if the earth spirit is getting stronger, but also this listener who's been going on the intensives is probably becoming more balanced, able to receive more healing, able to request healing more articulately and, you know, maybe in a more directed way, because we want to participate with the light beings, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So I was just thinking it's a combination that, yeah, maybe the earth spirit is giving us more power, but also this listener is just getting more power.
Yeah, your spirit's getting, being able to resonate more into the body.
Yeah.
So so you're just becoming, let me say this a little differently. So you're becoming innocent, and you're becoming like a child. So you're getting back to what you were when you were born as a baby. So that's what you're going back into, is that spirit energy as you were a baby. It's not that you're really becoming stronger, more powerful, in a sense, because you lost it in this lifetime. You're regaining the energies because you're getting rid of densities inside of your body to bring in more spirit energy, just like you were when you were a baby. And that's all that you can get is what you had when you first came in here. You can't really get anything else more than that. So back to you.
Right. Okay. We have a request. Okay, this person, this just came in. This person has a pain in their body. And they're feeling that they went into a house today or not today, over the weekend, where someone just passed away, and then they started to feel this pain. They have the entity clearing running, but can you maybe tell them what's going on, Ron, and do you think that is an entity went into them?
So are you saying that somebody lived in a house and that person died and
yep.
and this person went into the house and now they're getting the pain? Yeah, the emotional body very possibly could be in that house because they live there. And it's possible that they could come into anybody there who came into the house because it needs a body to live in, and it would give you that pain. So that would be correct. And the entity clearing would be a good one to do. Also, do the deceased loved ones clearing if you know that person. You know, just maybe you went into an estate sale or something. Maybe somebody, you know, died a few weeks, you know, earlier, and now, you know, the kids or children or other people are selling, you know, off their things, and that emotional body is there and goes, oh, man, you're selling, you know, my favorite pipe, or you're selling, you know, my magazines, and it may not like that because it's seeing all of its possessions being sold. And so very possibly, maybe if the person bought something, I'm just, you know, going out on a limb here a little bit, but if you bought something, that entity could follow you home, that emotional body, because you have its favorite, you know, whatever it is. But, yeah, just going into a room where somebody has passed on, much like a hospital, the worst place to go to is a hospital, you know, you're going to pick all kinds of stuff. Whoever died there, you know, number one is going to be there. If they didn't go somewhere else, body parts are floating around, they're all conscious. You know, you might leave there with 10 arms, you know, who knows? You know, and so, you know, you got to be very careful. And, you know, that's, but the deceased loved one clearing, if you happen to know that person, you may want to do that. But, yeah, very possibly you picked up the emotional body and it came into you momentarily even and gave you that pain. And maybe the pain, maybe it said, you know, I have so much pain, I'm going to give you part of it and leave and left you with that pain. It can do that, too. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Could we have a sample, Ron, of an entity removal, maybe from our hearts? Or
okay, here we go. So, yeah, entities that may have hooked up to your heart energy. So, one, two, three, four, boy, it's heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that feels. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And how about, we actually had a different listener write in, but while we're on this subject, could we also have a sample of the pain body release?
Okay, remember, entities can give you pain. So that's why we normally always clear entities if somebody requests a pain clearing, because the entities could give you the pain. So here we go. Now we're going to do a pain clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, and four, just heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And so the person that wrote in about the entity and the someone dying also has a question. Can you run an alien to light clearing on a dead body? Cremation was put off due to the programs these people were running. So interesting to see this in people and stay heart-centered. So much paperwork given to us, it was all wrong. So they're saying they are staying separate from it. But they're wondering, would the alien to light clearing work on the deceased person?
Yes, it could, yeah, because the alien could even be, you know, not knowing what to do. So you could do that on a deceased person, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. We have a question and a request for another sample. Could you talk a little bit about the trust clearing? How would I know if I need that? And could you give us a sample of it?
Okay, here we go. So it's hard to say. If you're asking about do you need it, you probably do because you found it, okay? So here we go, trust. And we do have a hope clearing too. So here we go, trust. Think of an issue that you're dealing with for trust or lack of trust. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, got it again. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, very interesting.
I don't think we've talked about that trust clearing too much.
No.
And it's a tricky one. You know, a lot of people write in, you know, they kind of stay away from people and, you know, rather not deal with people and form relationships because it's hard to trust people. And you kind of counsel of good balance to be not avoiding people completely, but to protect yourself and take care of your energy, your spirit energy. So there's, you know, if you're out of balance, I guess, in that way, you might need the trust clearing.
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, so we have a thank you for clearing you did on Saturday night, Ron. Just wanted to pass along a thank you for the clearing for alien spirits that Ron did on Saturday night's call. He mentioned that we may have aliens hovering around us who have been stuck here and are hiding, hoping to find a way out. When he cleared those from our space, I had a big sigh and felt a wave of both sadness and relief. Felt my heart very strongly and such appreciation for the help we are able to get from Creation Lightship. I wanted to second that doing the clearings for trapped alien spirits regularly would be great. Thanks.
Yep, I'd like to do that, yeah. So maybe once a week we could do that, maybe, or twice a week. I mean, twice a month, so whatever works out, we'll just see what plays out there, but yeah.
Right, well, we mentioned, you did mention it on the Saturday night show, and then we thought maybe we'd do that, and you mentioned also clearing some animals, like whales and elephants, and whales and dolphins, I'm sorry, I thought of elephants I wanted to add in. I guess I thought of large animals.
Yeah.
And, but that you were going to, we were kind of going to save that for Saturday night, which would be nice. And then people can, there's another reason to come on the show on Saturday night besides for yourself. So thank you, Ron. We do appreciate all the samples you do on these shows. Okay. Here's a good question. Where are we when we are in a semi-conscious, half-asleep, half-awake state? Is our spirit with us, or are we in a mental realm? I've had some freaky dreams and experiences in this state lately.
Boy, that's a hard one for me to answer. You could still be in your body on timelines, not knowing that you're out on timelines and you're having some strange things happening. Normally, if you feel kind of foggy or dizzy or not completely yourself, or you're not kind of with it, then more than likely something's going on with you, probably on timelines. And what you can do too is if you don't know how to get back here, or you're just wondering what to do, you can always pinch yourself a little bit. You know, not a lot. You don't want to bruise yourself, but just a slight pinch somewhere will normally shock your spirit to come back here, because it'll start to have a little bit of pain. You know, so you know, don't do a whole bunch, but just give yourself a little pinch, and that will bring your spirit back here instantly, because it'll think that you're having a situation energetically in that location where you pinch yourself, and it could be very dangerous. So it'll definitely come back here almost always if you pinch yourself. And, you know, it's nice to, like I mentioned, to see if people are home in their bodies by just clapping your hands. And if people jump or get startled, they're not here. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you reminded me that you actually asked people to write in if they tried that this week, and I don't think we got anything from any listeners, but if anyone did try that on, you know, on yourselves, I know that I noticed a couple of weeks ago being very startled by something in my house, and there was, you know, no reason for me to feel afraid. I mean, it wasn't like it was a noise that was out and I was on a busy street or something. So I know that I got caught when I heard that noise, that I must have been out of my body in that moment.
Yep, it can happen.
Because your point is, if you're calm, if you're in your body, you're going to be calm and peaceful, and something like a loud noise isn't going to bother you. And I have experienced that many times, too, but I also caught myself being startled one time.
And you might even notice, too, you know, you're driving your car and something happens. You don't know what's happening, but somebody honks at you. You know, maybe you're not in your body for that last 5 seconds, and maybe you're doing something that startles somebody else, and they honk the horn at you. So you might look at that. If you ever had somebody honk their horn at you, you can look back and say, gee, was that in my body when they honked at me or not? You know, that's another way of looking at something. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. A listener has a question about the alien-generated holographic reality disconnection. That's a big mouthful. It's one of Ron's free clearings, and it's a great one. So here's the question. Can she run it on 6 family members at the same time? So she wants to open a 1 window with 5 tabs, 1 for each person. Or does she have to open 6 windows, a separate window for each person?
I would, if you're doing the same type of clearing, then yeah, you could run it, but you want to get separate windows up. So you want to have a light beam in each window for each person. And it would
right.
be the same issue that you're running for all the people.
Right. Now, here's what I think she means, though, Ron. When you say window, you mean if it's 6 clearings, you put up 6 windows. You don't put up 6 people's name in one clearing.
Right.
But, whether it's windows or tabs, does that matter to the light beings?
Well, you want to have 1 light beam per person.
Right.
I'll just keep that simple that way. So
right.
if you do one for you, you have a light beam up for you. If you do one for your dog or your cat, you have a light beam up for them. You know, so 1 apiece. You don't want to run, you know, a bunch of names with 1 light beam up. No, you
Got
have
it.
To have each one separate.
Right. I just felt that she was a little bit also asking a computer question, and I really don't think the light beams differentiate between a window and a tab. It's just something you do on your computer, so that's fine. But thank you for that question, listener. Okay, people are enjoying on Saturday night. Kathy gave some phrases for us to clear that are financially oriented. So if anybody wants those words and phrases, you know, you can send us an email and we'll send them out to you. Okay, we have a question about the nano detox clearing, Ron. How long should we run each step or part?
Ah, boy.
I think it has like 20
yeah.
sections. It goes by years.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me to answer. Some people may need to run maybe an hour per item. Some people may only need a couple minutes. So everybody's a little different. I'd probably run each clearing probably at least 15 minutes, you know, when you get in there to do that. But, you know, it all depends. You know, if you start doing one, you go, wow, this feels very heavy. Or you might say, I don't think I need this one. Okay. So it feels heavy, or you don't think that you need it. If it's not that you don't need it, I would run it for an hour because you may really need it, and the aliens are fooling you. And remember, you're not always sensitive to a particular type of energy. And so if you don't think you need it, more than likely you do. Remember, the answer is in the question. Do I need this? Oh, probably not. Well, you probably really need it, okay? So, you know, look at it that way. Back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to share with people that there are 41 sections to this clearing, and it goes all the way back to 100 BC through 199 BC. And I believe on the darkness barcode, Ron, you've said the longer time should be spent on the more current, you know, the years you've been alive. So on this, for instance, the first one is now through 2001. Would you say that would be the same thing for this clearing, that the years we've been here on Earth might need the longer time?
Yeah, this is where they have you hooked up.
Right.
So you're hooked up into the matrix living now. The old matrices in your genetics, you know, are still important, but, you know, you want to clear this lifetime out. So okay, you don't know how they hooked you up in this lifetime. Remember, your past lives, your genetic past lives, using that term, you know, on the nanotechnology clearing, they could have activated something or given somebody an implant, you know, 400 years ago to go off tomorrow. And you don't know that. And so all of a sudden you wake up and this implant now is activated because, you know, they wanted to connect to you and maybe, you know, a certain group of people that you're with. You know, maybe that they figured that, you know, remember a lot of these aliens scan time. So they know what's happening, you know, 6 months from now because they're in control of time. It's just like watching a movie. So saying that differently, let's just say you watched a movie, you know, an hour and a half movie, and you saw it once, and you go, wow, well, what if you were in that movie and you recognize that 15 minutes into the movie, and you go, wow, I know what's going to happen to me. You know, in an hour and 15 minutes, the movie's ended, but I know what the outcome is. And so the aliens, you know, could be giving you the movie set, and they know what the outcome's going to be, and they know how you're going to react to it. And so look at it that way. That can be kind of scary, knowing that you're living a life that they already have programmed for you. That's why you want to get into the now to take away their power. Other than that, you're going to be running that movie set. And so they already know what's going to be happening to humanity here. Typically, you know, unless you change your reality and you get into the now. And most people don't live in the now. You know, just think of all the wars that we've had. They already know what the outcome is going to be of a war. And how many people are going to be killed because they planned it. And so they activate people to go out and kill other people. And, you know, normally the wars are caused because of the financial industries, institutions wanting to make money. So they create wars, the aliens do, to make money. So it's a banker's situation. So your all wars are caused by the bankers wanting to get money. So that's one of the reasons why, if you look back on history, why things happen at certain times. So it's normally every so many years there's a war. You know, maybe something's going on when he wants to get paid. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And the phrases and words that the listener sent in for Saturday night are all related to money and finance. So those are helpful. I know I've been clearing them on the natal barcode and the alien keyword disconnect. I just wanted to say before we move on that the Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing is only $50, and it includes a separate page you can open up for auric field protection, and it's a wonderful clearing. It has spirit integration on it, so if you haven't done that one, and it says 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, and that just happens to be when Ron set it up, so it doesn't mean that you don't still want to get it just because it says 2012 on it, and it's no longer 2012. Okay. Okay, we have a question, Ron. I'm presently working with women that hate each other. They're trying to pull me into the drama. I try to keep myself protected, does the shrink wrap, puts on the auric field protection. So they want to remove these negative women because I know they're part of the problem with keeping employees and they mistreat other people. What should they do about this?
It depends. Well, let's just say that the person who wrote this in maybe is high up in the company, okay? And these women are negative, but they do produce good, you know, they're good at their job, so they have them, you know? Otherwise, why would they be working? So if you are high enough on the ranks and you can afford to have the company pay for their emotional clearing, and we have a clearing that can put you back in a balance too a little bit, you know, we have that other harmonic clearing. So you may want to do a clearing, you know, emotional clearing for them. I'm assuming that it sounds like the person possibly is in charge of these people, maybe a supervisor or something. So, you know, if you're able to get money from your company to do an emotional clearing on them because they're, you know, at the job, probably because they're good at what they're doing, but they just don't get along with people, then do the emotional clearing for them. And maybe that might solve the problem, and you may have some great employees afterwards. And if they're still out of balance, you may want to try the harmonic clearing on them. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. A listener wrote in, a good way to use the alien to light clearing is when you're on the phone with a person and simultaneously run that clearing for them. So I guess he's talking about if you have negative people, this might help that person that just wrote in. If you don't have the alien to light clearing, send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That is a free healing, but it's not on the website. You have to request it. And we have alien to light, clone to light, and alien human hybrid to light. And if you just have to request those, and we'll send you the links. Those are still working, right, Ron? Those three clearings?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
Great. Well, it's almost time to end our show. Well, I guess we have about five more minutes. I thought it was later than that. Okay, let me keep going with some questions then. Is there something, Ron, you can think of that would be nice for us to do a sample of?
I just feel like a heartache clearing, heartbreak, heartache, something like that. So let's do one for heartache. So here we go. Take a deep breath, everybody. Just kind of relax. So take away some energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and see how that helps you. I also do one to eliminate love out of your life because you don't want to have love. You want to have peace. So this may be a shocker for some people if you're a newbie, but you don't want to have love because love brings heartache and divorce and everything. Remember, you get married, we'll say you're in love, and then you get the divorce. That's the opposite. And so you want to be in peace. So here we go. We'll take the love energy away from you. In fact, I mentioned that before. One of the programs to get rid of that love energy, that you love energy, that you love love, and that you hate love. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So maybe we can get some comments from people for the one of the other shows that we have, just to see if they've done that clearing, to see how it helps them out. So here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop to end our program. So this you have to say out loud or whisper it. You have to command your spirit, but that's what you say out loud, to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart so you can be at peace. So here we go. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in the moment now, which means you're out of time. Time has stopped for you momentarily. That's why you're at peace. So when you're not in peace, then you're on a timeline. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.